Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Woo, ciao. So what I'm seeing on TikTok this week, well, actually last week, I'm recording this on the 11th, but if you are aware of Anwar White, he is a dating coach who specializes in dating for women of color and like really will kind of hone in on if you fit into categories that may be deemed as less desirable by society and you don't fit into Eurocentric beauty standards, these are the types of men that you should be dating. These are the types of places that you should be looking for men. He'll particularly focus on deeper complexion, black women, as well as plus size women. Now, I have liked some of his content. I do think some of his content, you know, I think any kind of like dating coach content can definitely lean a little bit to like, you need a man, you need a man, you need a man. So I haven't agreed with like every single thing that he said, but like some things I definitely have agreed with and definitely have like just my own experience been like, yeah, okay, that is accurate, right? And so what is crazy though is a girl made a TikTok and it's going viral. She spent $10,000 on Anwar White to help her find her man. And she was talking about the story positively because she did get engaged. She did meet somebody. But the problem I'm having wrapping my mind around it, one, paying $10,000 to find a man just feels insane to me. But two, Anwar White wasn't providing a list of like thoroughly vetted good men. He was just giving the same old dating coach advice that he gives on his TikTok for free anyway. And so it was just mind-boggling me to hear a story like that. And she was still using Hinge. That's the thing. She was still using Hinge. And he was basically just giving her pep talks. And she paid $10,000 to meet a man off of Hinge. And that is just so absurd and so insane to me. And I kind of just want to like go back to these conversations we've had in the past about like why women are so desperate for a man and so desperate to get picked and chosen, and really relating it back to like, one of my favorite phrases, we were raised by women who were raised by women who could not have bank accounts. And I fear with this recession and with this kind of like alt-right, you know, on last week's episode when I talked about the I'm just a girl phenomenon, we talked about kind of like the sneaky ways that the alt-right will penetrate, you know, women who will be like, you know, I'm not a bigot in any sense, but then they'll still kind of lean on these kind of more traditional values. And I fear that with this recession and with the continuation of fascism in this country, there's an act called the SAVE Act that is like in jeopardy. And basically it would block women who have changed their last name and who do not have passports from being able to vote in this country because their name won't match their birth certificate, right? And that is just so asinine to me because a lot of women will change their last name when they get married, which that's an episode for another day. I'll probably talk about that on here too. I still think that still kind of feels like a crazy concept, that that's just like the expectation that like women will change their name. And even if a woman doesn't change her name, the kids that she literally births out of her body and grows in her body for 9 months will take the last name of her husband no matter what. Shit like that is still just crazy to me. But anywho, women are out here paying $10,000 just for a man. And I just like, there is no man on this planet who is worth spending $10,000 for. That is a dream vacation. That is a savings, like emergency fund. That is going back to school. That is treating yourself to a nice big girl purchase. Like there are so, that's a down payment on a car. Like there are just so many things that you can do with $10,000. And the fact that she spent $10,000 to get some dating coach advice and still be on Hinge just feels so crazy to me. And I really just want to free women from this idea that they need a man. And like, I've really, cause you know, I think I've talked on this pod, like my struggles with like, okay, really valuing my autonomy, valuing my independence, but also like still craving companionship and partnership. And I think that's perfectly fine. But I think I'm definitely am starting to be really, really okay with this idea of like, what does it look like if I spend not, you know, what does it look like if I spend the rest of my life single? And like, I have gotten to a point, at least over the past few days, where I'm like, you know what? I'm actually feeling really happy and content with like where I'm at. And I don't feel this like need to like try to find companionship or try to date right now. And so I'm like on this like I'm really honing in on my self-improvement journey right now, which feels really good, and not wanting to get distracted by anything else. Like I have right now, I literally have no desire to try to date, try to go on dates. I'm chilling. I honestly feel like I'm chilling. And I really want all of my sisters, free my sisters. Like literally I want us to be freed from this idea that you need a man for some reason in your life, because the fact that you can have an apartment on your own and you can have a bank account on your own and you can travel on your own and you can, you know, you have friends and you have community, the fact that you can do all these things without a man, I just don't know who in their right mind would be paying $10,000 for a man. And it honestly makes me really sad. And on this same vein of conversation, I've been watching on TikTok, TikTok addict over here. I've been watching clips on TikTok from Love After Lockup. And wow, if you want to feel better about your dating life, and this sounds shitty, and not all stories are like bad, but like the ones I've been seeing are, if you want to feel better about your dating life, please go watch clips of that show, because these women are so desperate and so delusional. It's actually scaring me. And I think it actually feels like they're not mentally right. So I'm going to talk about the clips that I've been seeing on TikTok. I think her name was Ashley. And I forget what the guy's name was, but he was 25 and he had been in jail for 6 years because of a robbery. And she's 31 and they started dating because he like accidentally butt dialed her. And she like decided to like look him up after that and saw that he was cute and they started dating while he was still in jail. And even while he was still in jail, he like told her like she can't put, because she like posted about him once and some girls were like, why are you with my man? And he told her that she couldn't post him because it would like mess with his back, because basically he was like getting money from women who thought he was cute, which like, oh my god, like my like girls, like even saying that doesn't feel right. These women were giving him money because they thought he was cute and basically like thought that he was their man, even though he was like fucking around with like, it seemed like dozens of girls, right? So he gets out of jail. So first day out of jail, she gets a hotel room for them. And he's being really shady, being really weird, not saying I love you over the phone. Come to find out, he's back with like the girl, I think that he was either another girl that he met while he was in jail or a girl that he was like seeing before he went to jail. So he's spending the day with her, completely ignoring this other girl that they're following on Love After Locked Up. And I'm just like, and even the friends, like, you can see the friends, like, when, like, let's say Ashley's getting ready in the bathroom, the friends are sitting on the bed, and they're looking at each other, like, you know, giving that look, like, girl, like, what's going on here? And I'm just like, I cannot believe we are still so delusional and so tied to this idea of the patriarchy and that you need to have a man. A man is not going to save you. More likely than not, a man is going to destroy you and even murder you. Sorry, we're getting real here. Like, looking at facts and figures, it is just, because I said this on the pod before, so I feel like I'm talking like a mile a minute today. I'm very passionate about this. like I've said on the pod before, the UN did a study, and the most dangerous place for a woman to be is her own home because of intimate partner violence as well as familial violence, particularly done by men in her life. And I hear things like that and I'm just like, what the helly Berry? Like, I just can't believe that they got us good. They really got us good in believing that we need a man in our lives. And honestly, you know, y'all know me. I'm a rom-com girly. I have been a fan of rom-coms. But rom-coms are damn propaganda. I'm sorry. Rom-coms are propaganda. Good love exists. Good men exist. Good people exist to date. I'll always believe that. I still want to believe in soulmates and true love. But sometimes you really just got to look at the facts and figures and really protect your peace. And even with just like this, like literally like a few weeks of like truly protecting my peace and like cutting off like any people on my roster that I didn't feel like I was getting what I wanted from those situations. Really just focusing on myself, focusing on like better eating habits, which I'll talk about in another episode because I'm feeling really good about that space right now. I'm just like, it feels actually really nice. It feels really nice to not be stressed out by anyone or anything because like Mercury retrograde ended last weekend and I had three people who should not be in my phone that hit me up in the span of 24 hours. And I was like, okay, y'all, I deleted every single message, did not respond. And I was like, yeah, we're not doing this. So I'm excited to really just focus on myself. And I really wish what are we doing to our beautiful queens? Like, I really just wish everybody would focus on themselves and, think about yourself first and then think about a partner. But spending $10,000 to find a man in this economy, spending $10,000 to try to find a man is really just mind-boggling me. Like, I would, you know, if you want to spend $100, shit, if you even want to spend $1,000 on a matchmaker, fine. But $10,000 on a matchmaker who's not even actually setting you up on dates and is just giving you advice that he already gives for free on his TikTok, we have got to do better. We have truly got to do better. So anywho, I'm going to end this here. I'm just yapping away. Oh, before I end this though. So this is episode 27. Season finale will be in 3 weeks. It'll be a good one. So episode 30 will be the end of season one. So stay tuned. I'm going to take a break for the summer. Maybe I'll pop in here or there and then we'll be back probably sometime in the fall. And yeah, so I'm going to end the episode here. I'm just yapping away. And I could talk about this for hours. Like, if you ever want to get brunch with me in real life, let's drink some mimosas. And I could talk about this for hours. But anywho, I'm going to end this episode here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of In Jest We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson, signing off. See you next time.
In Jest We Trust.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.